Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this great opportunity. We are so honored and so privileged that you would give us the opportunity to speak to your family. And so, Lord, we thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit that leads and guides us in all truth. We couldn't do what we do without your Spirit. So, Lord, we ask you to reveal yourself even more to us so we realize the power that we have and the greatness that you bestowed upon us. So we love you so much for it. In Christ's name we pray, amen. So the title of the message is Create Your Own Destiny or Create Your Destiny. And it's important that we talk about this because so many of us are living defeated lives when we should never be defeated. I was talking to a young lady the other day, and she was talking to me about some issues she was having. And she was so distraught, and she called me early in the morning. I was doing some work around the house, and she said, "You just don't understand, Pastor. The devil just got the best of me. You know, he got me right now. Things are really tough, and life is lifing." And I said, "So do you really love God with all your heart?" And she said, "Yeah, I love God with all my heart, right?" And I said, "Do you believe God is everything he say he is?" She said, "Yes, I believe God is everything he say he is." I said, "So well, tell me, why are you giving Satan all this credit?" And we often talk about we love God and God is all and everything, but yet we seem to give Satan more power than God. It seems like when we're going through something, we give all this credit to Satan that he's able to control our lives in such a magnificent way that God really don't have much say in it. Because he just got me on a tailspin, just swinging me all over the place. And he's getting all this credit for doing all this stuff. Like, he has so much power in my life. Right? But we all say we've been baptized with the Holy Spirit, and God's Spirit lives inside of us. Right? I want you to know that you're right. He does live inside of you. But I want you to look at things through a different lens. Right? I don't want you to give all this credit to the devil, and I want you to think about some of the choices and some of the decisions that you're making in life, right? What about some of the decisions you make? I was telling the young girl when I was talking to her, she said, but I'm trying to make the right decision. I said, sometimes we can make a decision that may have a lifetime implication, right? I said, you had a baby 11 years ago, two babies actually, and you're so angry about the daddy, and the daddy's not helping and all that. I says, you didn't realize that you made a decision 11 years ago that's going to have an impact on you 11 years later. And you're going to blame it on everything else, but the problem is now you're trying to take care of baby with no job and no resources, no nothing, and that becomes very stressful, but that's because you made a decision 11 years ago, right? And so sometimes we make decisions in our life and we don't want the consequences of the decision, and we're just having fun and having a good time and enjoying ourselves, but we're making these decisions and we're creating our own life. We blame it on the devil and all this, but if you really think about it, you're making the decisions in your life. You've made some decisions that you know if you had made a different decision, you'd be going down a different road, right? And the beauty of when God created us in his image and his likeness, God created us to be successful. He gave us all the tools and all the resources to be successful. He gave us everything we need, right? And he told us, "I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you." So whenever you're going through something, whenever you're dealing with something, he said, "I'm always going to be there and I'm going to be present. Even if you don't know I'm present, I'm going to be present because I'm the one to make the decisions," right? He says, "You are really this avatar or you are this body that's so sacred that I get to represent myself through you." Right, and so the power, the beauty of Jesus, the reason why Jesus was so unique is that Jesus really recognized the power of God in his life, right? And that's why some people call him one of the greatest teachers to ever live, because he understood the power of God and how God works in us and through us and as us, right? And so if you look at things from a different lens and you realize, like, I am the author of my life, right? I'm the creator of my destiny, right? And God resides in me, and there's nothing that can come up against me is greater than the God that's in me. So anything that I'm dealing with, any circumstance, any situation, it can't be greater than the God that's in me. right? And so I don't care what I'm facing. I don't care what's happening. I can do it. Everybody say, I can do it. That's why he said, I can do all things through Christ that give me strength. Now, in Philippians, the fourth chapter, in verse number 13, we read it all the time in the King James Version, but I'm going to read the New Living Translation. It says, for I can do everything. Everybody say everything. Through Christ who gives me strength. Now, this is important, Mr. Fair, to understand that Christ, the Christ in Jesus was the Spirit of God in Jesus. Right? So the Christ in Jesus was the power of God in Jesus. Right? I can do all things. Everybody say all things. I can do everything. Say everything. As long as I recognize the Christ that's in me. Right? So the thing is, I can accomplish the things that I want to accomplish. The thing I want to put my mind to, I can do it. I told you guys last week about mirror neurons, and it's important to understand that information is out there in the atmosphere. It was out there in your electromagnetic field. You can grab whatever you want. The thoughts come to your mind all the time. God put it out there in your presence all the time. The question is, a lot of us really is, we go, we see it, we don't do it, we bypass it, then we mad because somebody else got it. Then we become envious and jealous of somebody already accomplished something that God had already put inside of us. He gave us the creative juices. He gave us everything we need, but we didn't move on it because of fear. Fear is a trapped emotion. Everybody said trapped emotion. A lot of times, there was something we blame on the devil. It's not really the devil. It's a trapped emotion that's in your life. Right, some things happened to us that traumatized us when we were 20 years old, or when we were 15 years old, or 4 years old, and that thing trapped us, and it affects our life even to this day. And if we don't get those trapped emotions out of us, we're going to keep on blaming the devil for something that's really that we have the power to get rid of ourselves. Right? And if we remove those things, and then there's no devil in hell can stop us, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So how can the devil stop me if I got God working with me? Either he's greater than God or he's not, right? I come to the conclusion that there's no spirit out there greater than the Holy Spirit, right? And I believe that the Holy Spirit resides in us, in our heart and in our mind. I think God is constantly working through us, constantly telling us how great we are, but we don't understand it because God never, none of us ever create something and create it to fail. So God, when he created you to be a success. He gave you the gifts. He gave you the talents, right? Now, all this stuff, man, about racism and sexism and all that, that's human stuff, right? It's people, man, that tag things because they want power over somebody else, right? There's just people that want power over your life. They don't have no power. People only have power if you give them power over your life, right? So a lot of us are giving our power away, right? So we walked around victimized. We walk around like victims when we're really victors. See what I'm saying? We are victorious. We're not a victim, right? God got us, right? And there's nothing. We say it all the time, right? We say this all the time. Everything works together for the good for them that love the Lord and call. If it works together for my good, well, then who's working together for my good? It's got to be him. Right, so if I'm grateful for everything that I'm dealing with, and I just know he has the power to bring me out of it, and I know you got the testimony, because some of you have been in some situations, nobody brought you out but God, and then you knew it was God. And the thing is, I want to let you know in secret, everything that you came out of, he brought you out of. Everything. And he's always beside you, right? So he's working in you and through you. Now, we can blame other people because we don't want to take accountability for our behavior and our decision. So we want to blame somebody else because I didn't make it. I want to blame it on my mama because she wasn't there. My daddy because he wasn't there. No, I got to blame this one on me, right? Because I got the ability to be able to do, but I choose not to do, right? I can't blame my coach when I didn't work out. Right? I just say he's a terrible coach, but I know I didn't work out. I know I didn't do the training I was supposed to do. Right? But I blame on him because I'm better than the other guy, but I didn't put the work in that the other guy put in. Right? But it's easy for me to blame the other person instead of taking accountability for what I didn't do. Right? So if I want something different, I have to do something. What? different. It's up to me. I get to control my destiny. Don't nobody else controls, but nobody. Your belief that you can do it. Now watch this here. Plus your gratitude to God that you are doing it. So I am so grateful that God has allowed me to do it. Listen to me. This is important. My belief is important. Right? My belief is important. What I believe is so important. But my gratitude to God is even more important. When I couple them together, I get the results that I want. Right? And this is what I want to do. I put my mind to it, and then I give God gratitude, and I promise you, thoughts are electric, right? And feelings are magnetic. We can pull it all in if we want to, because I get to determine my destiny. You don't get to determine it. Right? So if I don't like the road I'm going down, I just turn and go down another road. It's my choice. It's, well, you don't understand, Pastor. Yes, I do. And you understand. The thing is, sometimes we're so afraid we won't go because whatever. So we justify it because we don't want to go down the road. Because it's too painful to go down that road. Because sometimes we had an experience that was so traumatic that it comes up in our life and it creates fear and we paralyze ourselves. Right? When we have the ability, man, to create whatever we want. So those who decide that they're going to do what they're going to do, they do what they do, and everybody else becomes jealous of what they do. But you can't do nothing without God blessing you to do it. And he already put it in you. You know it's in you. You're just afraid to do it. Well, what's making you afraid? So everybody said fear. Sometimes we have an emotional bond trapped inside of some things that happen. My mama told me I was never going to be anything, so I'm afraid to move. Because the person I love the most told me I couldn't, right? But the person that loved me most is not the one that created me. They just the one that delivered me. Because God had already put it in before you ever got there. He told us in Psalm, I already created you. I had already worked you out in your mother's womb. I already had the plan for your life. And he always drop it in your spirit. And you know it, you just won't move. We just need somebody else to come along with us. Because I'm afraid I can't do this thing by myself. I need somebody with me. You don't need anybody but him. The minute you think you need somebody else, then you're going to fail because if they're not there for you, man, you won't follow your destiny. And you're going to blame them for your destiny. And the reason I couldn't do it because you held me back. The reason why I couldn't do it because these kids, if I hadn't had all these bad kids, listen, 90% of the people can stand up in this room and not have those little bad kids and they still accomplish their goal. Having kids don't stop you from accomplishing your goal and your destiny. Kids don't stop you. Parents don't stop you. Spouses don't stop you. Domestic violence don't stop you. Rape don't stop you. Your family, parents getting murdered don't stop you. If you don't believe it, ask people out there. Some people went through every one of them and they still accomplished what they wanted to accomplish. Because you get to determine that. You can't let what somebody else do stop you from being what God called you to be. How you see the world is what the world will be. If you think the world is nothing, it's because you see it as nothing. You see the world as nothing. But you don't understand. Yes, I do. Because you see it that way. And because you see it that way, you play it out that way. And then you get mad because it's that way. Well, that's how you play it out on the inside. Then I just manifest it on the outside. Listen what he said in John. But when the Father sends the advocate, this is Jesus talking to us, right? But when the Father sends the advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything. And will remind you of everything everybody said teach you everything. The power of the Holy Spirit will teach you everything you need to know about what you need to know. If you don't know it, he'll send somebody by you to teach you. That's why it's called mirror neurons. If you don't know it, somebody else know it, and they'll tell you, then you'll know it. I often tell kids, I say, you're as smart as your teacher if you just listen, because they're going to tell you what they know. Once they tell you what you know, what they know, then you know what they know. You said, but you don't understand, they smarter than me. How? We both know the same information. Right? The reason why some of us are behind because we won't read nothing or we won't listen or we're not paying attention. So then we all mad. They don't like me. No, it's not that they don't like you. You don't like you. Because I won't pay attention. Because I don't think I'm a valuable company. I don't think I'm a multi-billion dollar industry. But if I realized I was a multi-billion dollar industry, man, I'd pay attention to all the details. Well, I want you to know you're a multi-billion dollar industry. Right? But don't mess around and have to file bankruptcy because you mismanage your funds. Don't go to sleep and let somebody come in and swindle you out of all your resources. They're talking about a lot of athletes get millions of dollars. They have a $100 million contract, and they end up working at the grocery store after having a $100 million contract. And some of it, they didn't just blow it. Some of it, they trusted somebody else to manage their money, and because they didn't have the knowledge, they got taken advantage of. I'm telling you, when you embrace God and you realize what you want, can't nobody, they don't like LeBron James. You don't have to like him. I don't care if you don't, but he I ain't going to say he the GOAT. I just say he LeBron. He run his own business. He doesn't care if whether he can shoot a basketball better than Michael Jordan. He just want to keep making the billions. While y'all sit on the sideline and talk about who's the greatest. When all the Will Chamberlain fans say Will Chamberlain's the greatest. Right? And what's happening is he's living out his dream. While they over there complaining, Michael Jordan has done business after business after business. Right? And you, what's the difference between him and you? Nothing. He put his pants leg on. One leg at a time. It's about the choices and the decisions you make. That's all it is. It's about, listen, if I want to get to a certain destination, it's up to me. You know, often, well, listen, if so-and-so showed me how to get there, they don't have to show you. They gave you a map. Learn how to read the map. Because there's nothing wrong with your brain, so you can read the map, but you refuse to read the map. So now you don't know how to get to your destination. Right? And God is sitting right there inside you said, listen, man, how many people, don't raise your hand. How many people, man, God told you to do this here? You need to study this here. Like, man, I ain't got time for this. This is too hard. I don't want to read all this. That's too much. I can't read that whole book. And then you end up working for somebody else who read the book. When God gave you the ability to read the book and comprehend it and understand it, and he put the gift inside of you. Some of you guys are so gifted, you ain't even got to open a book. He just dropped it out the atmosphere. He just drop it out the atmosphere. You're trying to figure out how can I draw and I've never been to school? Because he dropped it. He put it in you when you was in your mother's womb. Right? So now it's up to me to move the way I want to move. No devil in hell can stop me. What devil? The devil is inside of me. It's me. I'm the one creating the problem. I'm the blockage. I'm the one. I just need somebody else to blame. It sounds good blaming on the devil when I'm the problem. You know, when I was 440 pounds, I said, the devil is a lie. Got me eating all these burgers. I look at that hamburger, I said, I bind you in the name of Jesus. But I was binding it up, putting it in. I was blaming on the devil. It wasn't the devil. It was me because I was full and I kept eating. We keep on doing things and listen, and we know it does not add to our destiny. We know, but yet we keep on going down that road. I know she's no good for me because God already showed you she wasn't no good. He told you he wasn't no good. He showed you in the beginning, but you want to hang with it. So 20 years later, you're mad. And you can't divorce because you got too much at stake. They said, leave if you want to. I want half of the resources. Then you say, I kill you before I give it to you. Well, you got a choice. But you knew that wasn't in your destiny in the beginning. I read some research. They said in the first 45 seconds, a woman already know in the first 45 seconds is that going to be her mate for a lifetime. She just ignore it and keep doing it. Men, it take a little long because they think the wrong way, right? But women know right away. And you know it's not in your cards, but you know, I just got to, you know, you don't understand. I'm like, I'm good with you. You know, I'll counsel you later on. Because you know what's going to happen, right? So I want you to know something. This is important. We are the sum total. Everybody said the sum total. Oh, the way we think and the way we feel. We're the sum total of what we think and how we feel. That's what we are, right? And here's the thing. Thoughts, all right, are language of the brain, and feelings is the language of the heart. Right? And then what happens is, it's so important to understand, the way you think plus the way you feel will determine your destiny. Right? And it's so important to realize that. Just watch yourself. Just picture your life. Just sit down for a minute and take a deep breath. And watch the way you think and how I feel, and I end up going that way. So if I don't change the way I think and change the way I feel, I'd be going somewhere I don't want to go. So now, the power of intention. So your attention is your compass. Whatever you put your mind to, and listen to me, whatever you put your mind to and you focus on, you can do it. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are, right? And you can't blame anybody for it. It's up to you, right? You can't, well, Jesus said this here. And Jesus said, no, you. No, you, right? And so once I put my mind to something and God put it in my heart, I can accomplish it. I don't care how challenging it is because he put it in my intention. So if it's in my intention, I pay attention to it, and then I focus on it, and then I watch this. I got to feel it. Right? And once I feel it, I got it. You know, I used to say all the time when I was in a church, it was in a movement, and we was in this church, this Pentecostal church, and listen, I didn't realize until later on. After I was half broke, right? They would be there, and every time they get ready off, man, the music get up loud, and everybody go to shouting and dancing, and they said, give me $1,000. And everybody, hey, and they shouting and dancing, and they get everybody going, the music go to pumping, and the line up, and then people come in the office Monday morning asking for their money back. Because they made a decision, man, with their emotions. Right? Now, so when you get your feelings, you got to make sure your feelings is lined up. So when your heart get lined up with your brain, right, and God is behind it, and we know God is in our life, and there's nothing in the world can trick you, and nothing can stop you. Because now I move with brilliance. I move with excellence because God is excellent. And God is a spirit. And spirit resides in people. We are physical beings, right? But we're really spiritual beings having a physical experience, right? So here's the thing. The power, every decision, you're not who you are. It's the spirit behind you. Always remember, it's the spirit behind you, all right? It's important. It's the spirit behind you, right? And God is always there trying to tell you something. And he's always trying to tell you how to be successful. That's why I don't care whether you saved, not saved, whether you know Jesus or not Jesus, whether you know God or not going to. Everybody, before they do something wrong, the God, the creator of all, always lets you know whether it's the right decision or not. I don't care if it's a relationship or a job. He'll drop it in you and you'll know. You just don't pay attention. Now, this doesn't apply to everybody. Some people just got chemical imbalances. Now, so this doesn't apply to everybody. Some people got, listen, I'm not being funny. Some people, we in the age, some people are crack babies. When they alcohol syndrome babies. Some people, man, it's unfortunately, their parents were on drugs, and it affected the kid. So the kid got some issues going on. That's what we're in a lot in the schools now. They told us it was coming. I didn't believe them, but it's here. Right? So a lot of that stuff, but you got to remember, the kid is in the situation they're in because of the decision their parents made. They made a choice. Now, the beauty is, I think God is a deliverer. And because your system can heal itself, it's people that have those situations and those things, God delivered them. Right? And God can heal them. I'm not saying he's going to do it all for everybody. I don't know. I wish I had the answer, but I don't have it. But I'm telling you, I'm talking to the ones that's sane. I'm talking to you who know. There's nothing wrong with you. You're just making bad choices and blaming on the devil, but you want to go somewhere. So you want to create your own destiny, you got to think the way you think. Now, who am I listening to? Every time I watch a show now, I said, man, this is crazy. Every time I watch a TV show, it drives me nuts. Because I'm sitting there and I said, this is the mind or the imagination of somebody. Somebody got this crazy imagination, and they can put it on a tool, on a TV show or whatever. Tyler Perry, he's really out there, right? So he got all these different mindsets. You watch these shows, and this person doing this here, and they, all this stuff is created in the mind of man. Every movie you watch is somebody's mind. I always say, man, that's fake. That ain't number TV. No, that's somebody's mind. That's somebody's imagination that they're trying to impose on you. And I don't care, you can think you super saved all you want. It affects you. Every movie you watch, every song you listen to, every conversation you have, every energy that comes through you is going to affect you one way or another. You think, oh, I don't have no, it have an impact on you. Everybody that come in contact with you have an impact on you one way or another because we are interconnected. All right. We got 4 minutes. All right. So I got to get through this real fast. Right? Everybody say your thoughts are electric, but your feelings are magnetic. So now listen, it creates what you call electromagnetic field, right? And this is what it looks like. Everybody say real talk. It's like a web. This is real stuff. You don't believe it? Study. Go to the peer reviews. Don't do Google, right? Go do the peer reviews. We have a magnetic field. Right? We're nothing but energy. I know you raise your hand if you ever had an EKG. All the EKG is, there's the electricity going through your body. You get to see it on a paper form. That's all it is. Because we're nothing but electrical current. You take us all the way down to an atom, to a molecule. We're nothing but energy, right? And all this stuff is energy that's traveling. So I did an exercise the other day in the marriage ministry. It tripped them out. I said, Dr. Abiyade stand up, and I had everybody in the audience. He didn't know. I said, everybody in the audience, I want you to think something positive about him, right? And I held his arm up. I said, think positive, and I could not move his arm. And then I said, I want everybody to think something negative about him, right? When I put my thumb down, when I did it, I took his hand and put it right down. The negative thoughts of other people impacted him. He didn't even know they were doing it. That's how powerful we are, because we're so interconnected. Right? We got the electromagnetic field around us, right? God gave it to us, and the power of God is in it. That's why you can't let no devil in hell, that y'all call, have control over you. You got it, your vibration, your energy level got to be so high that can't nobody penetrate you. Because some people, man, their plan is to penetrate you. Some people plan is to destroy you. They try. You can't con somebody who's covered. You can't. When they in tune with God, you can't even, listen, you can think you can take it over here, but God is a spirit. And he works in the minds of people. It's like Melanie coming and said, Pastor, you ain't going to believe I got it. She was trying to get a building, and she was just fighting, and she had people that was going against her. But because you walk right, God opened up a door. God opens up a door for you. Everybody say he opens up a door for us. Because that's how he works, right? Now, here's the thing, and I got to go across the field because I'm going to be done in about 1 minute, and then I'm going to come back next Sunday to finish the message, right? Here's what Paul said in Corinthians. Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Right? Who lives where? In you. Right? Watch this. It was given to you by God. I think the power of the Holy Spirit is God's energy inside of us. I think God working inside of us, and our body is his temple. And God is working through us. That's why he can heal you. You can cut your arm. Don't touch it, and it'll heal itself. It'll clot up and stop itself from bleeding. Right? Because it's an intelligence. Your body has an intelligence. That intelligence is the Spirit of God in you. The problem is we always so concerned about other people so we don't reach our destiny because we're so worried about other people. But just imagine if I got that intelligence working inside of me and I know it. And I want to get somewhere. Who's going to stop me? Only me. I'm the only one can stop me. Right? So I have to understand who he is in my life. If the Spirit of God is in me, the same Spirit that was in Jesus operates in me. The same one. Right? The problem is we get our eyes off the prize and we get our eyes on people. And we forget who we are. And when you don't know who you are, you act like you're somebody else other than God's child, other than the Creator. You don't even see people the same way. So I see everybody as, listen, I'm closing, for real. It's 12:30, right? I got to make sure the child's fair, come back again, right? So I got to get out here by 12:30, right? But so listen, I was at the gas station, and I blessed a guy. He was going around the corner. I turned around, and I stopped, and I blessed him. When I blessed him, I gave him $5, right? And I just turned around. I got to church, and a lady gave me a brand new pair of $200 shoes, right? It was just, I said, wow, because every time I do something, I say, oh, man, I don't know where it's coming from, but I know how he work in the universe. I know how God, so I try to be a blessing because I try to work on behalf of God. So I try to make sure he's working through me as me, right? And if I allow my body to be the temple and he worked through me, listen, everybody that come in my presence is going to be blessed. Everybody's impacted by my presence. Not me, but the God in me. So if people are not blessed by you, you got to ask, well, what's going on with you? What emotional bond is causing the spirit to be blocked? Because it's not the devil. It's something that happened in your life that's blocking you. So quit giving the devil all this credit and realize that I've been traumatized and I have not removed that emotion from my life. And that's why I'm angry. And it stopped me from reaching my destination. Right? I got to remove that anger. I got to get that emotion. I got to loosen it up. Right? And get it out of my life so I can move with God because I can't get past being upset and jealous and envy. And angry, frustrated. Those are all emotions that's trapped inside of us, stopping us from reaching our destination. And God wants you to reach your destination. He said, but I can't do it without your help. So you got to recognize the trapped emotion inside of you, and you got to ask God to deliver you from it. Because it's a trapped emotion, man, that caused you to be addicted to drugs. Or addicted to food, or sex, or gambling, or stealing. There's a trapped emotion there where the flow or the Spirit of God can't flow. So you're trying to get to your destination, you can't get there because this thing is blocking you. So now you're angry. You're mad at everybody. You're growling. Every time you go around, you're growling. And then you blame somebody. They the one. The sick so-and-so, so-and-so. No, I'm the sick one. They're not the sick one. I'm the one that's sick. I'm the one in need help in deliverance. And listen, and remember, it's an emotion that's been trapped inside you. You've been traumatized, and you need deliverance. Don't Don't miss next week. Everybody said, don't miss next week. We'll continue. I will go because the time is. I should do it like I used to do in the old Pentecostal church. I should just go at 3 o'clock. Just playing. But y'all spirit show went off then, boy. Hey, y'all, even Nadia, Nadia said, you got to be crazy, Ed. She said, Ed, get my coat. Listen, everybody stand to your feet. I got a cloak. We're going to finish this thing next week. Everybody say, next week. Invite a friend. You don't want to miss it next week. It's going to get good. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so very much. Thank you for each person here. Thank you for being present in their life. I'm asking you, Lord, to remove any kind of negative emotion that's attached in their subconscious that's blocking them from reaching their destination. Lord, so whatever happened is affecting the way they think and the way they feel, and it's blocking their movement forward, and they're not able to do and be everything you called them to be because of something happened in their life. But Lord, you have the power to remove it. Lord, we ask you right now, in the name of Christ, to deliver and set free. We give you praise and glory and honor for it. So, Lord, if there's anyone here that need prayer, Lord, don't let them be afraid to come forward so we can pray with them in the name of Christ. And as we leave this place, never your presence, allow your Holy Spirit and your power to be manifest in our life. Let us realize that it is you that control our lives. And you're right there begging for us to turn our entire life over to you so we can be everything you intended for us to be, so we can reach the destination that you have for us. And it's not the destination of heaven, because Jesus said, pray that thy kingdom would come and your will be done on earth like it is in heaven. So you have an assignment for us here. Help us fulfill it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. The altar is open for those who like prayer. If you'd like to be a part of the church, we have new members class today, or you can get signed up today. But if you need prayer, please come forward with prayer.